Welcome to the Loving Kindness Practice, also known as the Friendly Awareness Practice. So, allowing your attention to drop into the body, and bringing your body into a posture that will be supportive for this practice, allowing yourself to be comfortable, and also inviting your body into a position that will support a quality of alertness and awakeness. And just taking the temperature of how your body is in this moment, sitting here, or lying, or maybe even standing. Having a sense of your body, your legs, feet coming up from the ground, connected to the ground, and taking a moment to feel sensations in the soles of the feet. And inviting the attention into the belly, into the abdomen. Just taking a moment to be with sensations here as the breath enters and leaves the body. So without needing to change sensations in any way, just using the rhythm of the breath to ground our attention in the present moment. And if we find ourselves being pulled away to other things, knowing that this is normal, and just gently returning our attention to the belly for a few moments. And remembering that at any point in this practice, feeling absolutely free to return our attention either to the breath or to the soles of the feet, or to stop the practice altogether if that feels like it might be the wisest thing to do at any point. And remembering that this practice is like the other mindfulness practices that you may have done, in that we are setting an intention at the start of the practice. In this case, an intention to be present with our experience, with the quality of kindness as far as that feels possible in any moment. And then to let go of any sense of trying to get anywhere or to achieve anything. And in this case, particularly to let go of any sense of feeling like we need to arrive at a particularly loving or blissful or kind state of mind. We're setting an intention and then we're seeing what happens. We're being present as far as we can with kindness, with what arises from that. And so the invitation now is to bring to mind an experience or a memory of something that evokes for you a quality of kindness, or warmth or friendliness. So there may be somebody that you know, or somebody you know about, who immediately evokes this for you. There may be an image that represents kindness and warmth. There may be a place where you can easily experience kindness and warmth. Or you may like to bring to mind an event, something that happened where maybe somebody offered to you some act of kindness. It doesn't need to be a huge thing. Maybe they made you a cup of tea, they smiled at you, you felt some quality of warmth from them. Just allow yourself to remember that and to feel that quality in the body, as far as that feels possible to do. So allowing ourselves to connect with a quality of heartfulness, of warmth and friendliness. We may want to focus our attention on the heart area of the body. I even want to put a hand on the heart, if that feels okay to do. And if this is already feeling hard to relate to, or you're feeling some distance from this practice, or it's bringing up something difficult for you, then now, as in later points in the practice, just to remind you that you have a choice to stay with that experience and to see if it's possible to hold that experience just with a quality of open-heartedness, and to see what then happens to that experience. Or you can always choose to return to the breath or the feet, or to do something else that feels like it's the wisest thing for you. And if it's felt possible to connect with a quality of warmth, the invitation then is to bring to mind somebody who you feel fond of. Might be a friend or a family member or a pet. Might be somebody that you know very well, somebody who's alive, or maybe somebody who has passed away. And bringing that person's face to mind, and Just connecting with that person in your mind. And seeing if it feels possible to direct to them a quality of warmth and kindness. Wishing them well. And if it helps to use words, you may want to develop one or two phrases to help focus your attention, such as, may you be happy, may you be well, may you have what you need. Or you may want to tailor these phrases to suit you and the person or the being. And you may find it helpful to use the words, the phrases, repeat them over and over. You may find it enough to hold that person's image in your mind and to direct a quality of warmth towards them. You may like to use the image of light, imagining that you are sending a warm golden light towards that person. So choosing a method that you find easy to connect with, that isn't too complicated for you, and just sending loving kindness towards this person. And if our mind wanders, just returning to the person that we've selected. And bringing this intention of good-heartedness towards this person. Without any sense of expectation of how we should then feel, or how they should feel. Opening our heart as we spend a few moments with this person in the presence of our mind. And then if it feels okay to let go of this person from your attention and to bring to mind somebody who you perhaps feel neutrally towards. Maybe somebody that you don't know terribly well. Perhaps somebody who you come across in a shop, a receptionist, somebody who delivers your mail, whoever it might be. Somebody who you can perhaps bring to mind now, but who you don't know particularly well, and you don't have any particularly strong feelings towards of any kind. And just bringing this person's face to mind. And again, holding them with a warm embrace, a warm holding, as we direct a wish towards this person that they may be well, that they may be happy, that they may have what they need. Recognizing that this is what every being wishes and hopes for. And again, using phrases if that's easier for you, or concentrating on the image of the person, or sending a warm golden light, whatever feels easiest to relate to for you. And noticing any differences as we direct our attention to a neutral person rather than a person we're particularly fond of. How does that feel different, if at all different? Opening our hearts to wish that this person is well and happy, as well as they can be. And then letting go of this person from our attention and bringing to mind, if you choose to, somebody who you have a mild difficulty with. So choosing somebody wisely who you feel you could work with in the limited time that remains in this practice. But maybe somebody that you know who you might find a little bit irritating, a little bit hard to understand. Somebody you maybe find you avoid a little bit, or you don't especially enjoy being in the company of this person. And the invitation is to bring this person to mind, and to see their face, and perhaps to recognize that they too, in their own way, seek happiness and well-being, and seeing if it's possible to make the wish that they have that. May you be happy, may you be well, may you have what you need. And remembering that we're not condoning any particular behavior or things that this person may have done. We don't even need to like this person or try to make ourselves like this person. We can allow our feelings towards this person to be here just as they are. To see if we can also offer this intention of friendly open-heartedness towards this person. And to see what that's like, to feel our way into that and allow ourselves to feel as far as we can what comes from that wish, from that intention. And again, just reminding you to always trust your own instincts about what's right for you to do in any practice like this. to not force or push yourself or try and do anything that feels artificial. But you may also like and be interested and curious about the edges that this practice can take us to. And be curious about any blocks or resistances that we may feel towards doing any aspect of this practice. And to see if we can hold that with our tender awareness. And the invitation now is to let go of this person from your focus and to bring yourself to mind as the next focus of this practice. And to notice what that feels like. And to see what it feels like to invite towards yourself a warm and friendly intention that you too may be well and happy and have what you need. And perhaps using those phrases or other phrases, may I be well, may I be happy, may I have what I need. Or simply holding yourself, your experience, with a quality of open-heartedness and tenderness, friendliness. Whatever your experience might be in this moment, and it might not be loving and kind and pleasant. It might be, but it may not be, and that would be fine. We're just holding our experience, whatever it might be, with a quality of kindly attention. And again, noticing how it may feel different to direct this quality to ourselves. It may even feel hard to know what it might mean to direct kindness towards ourselves. And just, if that's the case, just dropping that intention to be kind to ourselves into our awareness and then just seeing where that takes us. And as we hold ourselves with kindness, we may want to include the parts of ourselves that we like and the parts that we don't like and the parts that we feel pretty neutral about. Seeing if it's possible to hold the whole of who we are in this warm space. And again, noticing where it may be difficult for us to do this. And the invitation now is to start to broaden out the field of our friendly awareness, to take in the people around us. So if you're sitting in a group, you may want to focus for a moment on the people immediately around you. If you're sitting on your own, you may want to include other people in the building where you're sitting. Including them in this quality of friendly awareness. Wishing too that they be well and happy. And if it feels okay, to further extend the field of your awareness to other people who may be in the street that you're in. And the town or area that you're in. See if it feels okay to extend this to the people in the country that you're in, and people in other countries. And to include animals. Just recognizing that all these people in our own way are trying to find happiness and well-being. And in the final part of this practice, letting go of any particular people or objects of our attention, and just allowing ourselves to rest in a quality of open-heartedness, tenderness, friendliness, whatever may feel naturally, organically possible without forcing, without trying to do anything or achieve anything, just resting in whatever may be left over from the practice that you've just been doing.